Viewpoint, CRTV.
Access to affordable housing remains a pressing issue affecting thousands of families in major cities across Cameroon. This has prompted the government to target the construction of some 10,000 low-cost houses in a scheme to provide Cameroonians with decent houses at affordable costs. Freddie Etabisong observes that in spite of government's efforts to construct low-cost houses, many are those who find it increasingly difficult to secure safe, low-cost housing in our major towns and cities.
Cameroon, like most African countries today, is experiencing a surge in urban migration. Many people from rural areas flock to cities like Douala, Yaoundé, Bafoussam, Mlimbe, Bamenda and others to look for better economic opportunities. The situation has been exacerbated in recent times with the socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions and the Boko Haram insurgency. Far north region. However, the availability of affordable housing has not kept pace with the population boom in our major towns and cities. This has pushed many low-income families to live in overcrowded informal settlements with poor living conditions. These areas often lack basic amenities like clean water, electricity, and proper sanitation, contributing to the health risks and lower quality of life. If you wonder why housing is so unaffordable, it is because there are many challenges. One major obstacle is the high cost of land and building materials. As demand for housing grows, so does the cost of land, putting many out of reach of owning a house. Construction materials like cement, steel, and wood have also become quite expensive, making it difficult for many to build their homes. This also makes it difficult for real estate developers to offer affordable housing solutions. Another challenge is not enough government investment in social housing. It is true the government is making efforts to provide subsidized housing, but the supply is far below what is needed. The National Housing Fund, Crédit Foncier du Cameroun, has helped a few by granting them loans for housing projects, but many citizens still find it difficult to qualify for real estate loans. The National Real Estate Corporation, SEEC, can do only what it can with the means it has, and this is lean, considering that it is mostly civil servants inhabiting their buildings and paying just half of the normal rents for their apartments, a fact which makes it hard for the corporation to invest in building more houses, mired as it is in financial dire straits. Corruption, that ugly monster that has gripped many sectors of our country, also plays a role. In some cases, funds meant for housing development are misappropriated, and bureaucratic delays make it hard for housing projects to be completed on time. And even after completion, the attribution of these houses is not done in a transparent and fair manner. The houses are given to the highest bidders, thus shutting out those with low incomes, whom the low-cost housing projects are meant to benefit. This has left many Cameroonians stuck in a cycle of expensive rents and poor living conditions in our major towns. As measures to address this issue, experts suggest that government invest more in housing infrastructure and create favorable policies to encourage private sector involvement by offering tax incentives to developers, reducing land acquisition costs, and increasing access to financing for low-income families. Cameroon could make significant strides in solving the problem of housing. Furthermore, improving transparency in the housing sector and enforcing laws that protect the rights of tenants will be crucial in ensuring that all citizens have access to safe, decent, and affordable homes. This also is necessary for our emergence in 2035.
Freddie Etabisong, Director of Radio Programs and Programming, Editorialist,